Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
8:47, 13 till 9, quickly to Dan Gill, professor at the LSU Ag Center, host of The Garden Show. How you doing, Dan Gill?
Hey, I'm doing great this morning.
So let me tell you what I did. I cut some fence boards and I made them like a little hinge so that I went along the fence and I sprayed this just whatever it is that kills everything. So now I got this brown line along the fence and it looks like the Augusta where they put the pine straw.
Uh-huh.
And I like that look. But somebody texted in and said, I'm about ready to burn down my entire backyard. I have a vine called Bush Killer that keeps overtaking everything like kudzu. I wonder if they're talking about that morning glory. Thoughts?
Actually, there is a it's Caradia japonica. It's called Bush Killer Vine.
Oh, really?
Or Caradia. And it is very prevalent in the New Orleans area. One of the more difficult vines to get rid of. It's hard to get rid of it. Just with persistent effort over time, you can control it. Keep it from taking over, but you can never let your guard down. You always have to be very vigilant and attack it whenever you see it and wherever you see it. And that has to continue indefinitely.
How do you kill it?
You can spray it with the Kills All. You might have used some Kills All along your fence there. Mm-hmm. Kills All does a good job of killing it, although you can only use it on the vine. If the vine's growing on a shrub, you can't just spray the shrub and the vine because it'll kill the shrub as well as the vine. So in those circumstances, it makes it hard to control. But where you can just spray the vine itself, and a lot of times if it's just on a fence or something, you can do that. Use something like Kills All or Eraser. But again, there's nothing that takes it away. Once you kill it back, it'll return. You've got to keep it doing that over and over again to keep it under control. So you really just can't give up with that vine. You've got to stick with it.
Does that have the little purple flowers or is that something else?
It does not. You're probably thinking of a morning glory.
You know? Yeah.
They're blooming right now, and they have a little trumpet-shaped lavender purple flower. But Caradia doesn't produce any noticeable flowers. It does bloom, but the flowers are not very noticeable.
Some of these things, and I don't know which one it is, but I swear to goodness, I wanted to put a camera on it and do a time-lapse thing because I think you could watch it grow. You go out there one day on Tuesday evening, and it's on the ground, and then Wednesday morning, it's to the top of the fence pole. It grows pretty quickly. Doesn't it?
Well, yeah. You know, most plants have to put considerable effort in building up strong, stocky stems to hold themselves upright. A lot of effort goes into those stems to hold the plants upright. Vines don't have to do that. They use other things for support. So all that energy that would normally go into building a strong, stocky stem goes into growth. And vines are well known for growing faster than any other group of plants.
So could you, if you put a camera on this, theoretically watch them grow in a day?
If you fast forward,
yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, you wouldn't
not
sit
an
there,
actual
but,
time, but
I'm
yeah.
saying in 24 hours, you would notice a difference, would you not? Noticeable?
Oh, absolutely. There are vines you can that will grow inches a day, and that's definitely noticeable, definitely measurable. So absolutely. Yeah, if you measure a vine in the morning and measure again in the evening, there are some vines that grow so fast you can see a real definite increase in size.
I got in a wrestling match with one of these things one time, Dan. I don't want to bore you with the story, but it almost strangled me to death. It was like a back-and-forth kind of thing like you'd see in a movie. My blueberry bush has gone from green to yellow spotted leaves. There are tiny spider webs on the branches. For Dan Gill, how do I treat it?
Well, you know, blueberries are semi-deciduous, and they do lose a lot of their foliage going into the fall and into the winter. So this late in the season, I'm not sure I'd be overly concerned. It has been quite dry. So think about how much rain you've got in your area. Blueberries are prone to drought stress when it gets dry. So make sure you're watering them deeply. If your area is dry, that'd be your best bet.
All right, somebody texted in and said, my front yard's full of weeds with little white flowers and mushrooms, which that kind of makes me wonder because mushrooms really are, I thought, grew when it rained a lot or not. Tell me, Dan, you're the guy.
Well, they may be irrigating their lawn. A lot of people are getting out the sprinklers and irrigating. And if they do that, they'll get mushrooms. Nothing we can do about mushrooms. They're just a natural part of lawns. There's nothing you do to control them. Collect them and dispose of them as they appear, and that's about all you can do with it. The other weed is Virginia buttonweed, and that is a terrible weed in our lawns. You can knock it back now using a herbicide like Celsius or MSM Turf. Celsius and MSM Turf do a good job. They can be applied now following label directions. But really, there's no reason to wait until almost October to start controlling these summer weeds. In the future, I would tell people, check your lawns in May, June, and July. You can use Celsius and MSM Turf all through the summer. And the longer you let the weeds grow, the more damage they do and the harder they are to control. So think about doing some of this control in June and July rather than September and October.
How do you get rid of torpedo grass in the garden? What type of spray? And I would ask, Dan, what is torpedo grass?
Torpedo grass is one of our worst weedy grasses. It spreads by a rhizome that runs underground, kind of like a torpedo running under the water, aiming at a boat. Well, this rhizome runs underground straight like that, so gives it the nickname torpedo grass. Hard to control in beds, like flower beds. There are selective grass killers, like over the top. That you can use. So go to a local nursery and get a selective grass killer, and then you can spray everything in the bed. It will selectively kill off the grass and leave behind the ornamental plants that are labeled tolerant. It doesn't wipe it out. It'll knock it back. It'll kill it back. But again, like with the K. radia vine, with torpedo grass, it's not a matter of eradication. It's a matter of diligent, persistent, and frequent effort providing control and keeping it from taking over. But you can never let your guard down. You've always got to stay on top of it.
Would you necessarily not want this in a lawn? Because it looks to me like St. Augustine or any other kind of grass. Am I missing something? I'm looking at the LSU Ag Center picture.
Yeah, you are. In a mowed lawn, it does resemble the St. Augustine, but it grows faster and sticks up higher. Mm-hmm. So it's a more upright growing grass. St. Augustine is more of a running grass. Torpedo grass, although it runs underground, once it gets above ground, is more upright growing. So it becomes a nuisance because it makes you have to mow more often. And then it gets into your flower beds. I have a whole fact sheet on controlling torpedo grass. And people could get that by emailing me at dan.gill@odyssey.com. Just request a torpedo grass control information. I can send that to them.
Dan, you know, I appreciate your time. Real quick, somebody wants to know what the best times of the year to cut rose bushes back.
Well, we're past the best time for this one. We used to cut them back in late August, early September. So it's really too late right now to do it at the ideal time. We'll cut them back again around late January, early February.
If I want to put flowers in, what should I be planting?
Look for cool season stuff like petunias and dianthus and the cochiana. A little bit too early yet for pansies and violas, but the nurseries have a lot of heat-tolerant cool season bedding plants, snapdragons. Plant those now. They'll give you color all fall, winter, and into the next spring.
And can you put a bunch of those and just have like a wildflower look?
I'll just jumble them all together. Yeah. It'll look wild, all right.
That'll be a no. Thank you, Dan. I'm a concrete kind of guy. You know me. Dan Gill, professor at the LSU Ag Center, host of The Garden Show, 855, 5 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.